As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Steph Curry moves up his list. The Washington Wizards get to play basketball again. And Gordon Hayward is the new LeBron James. Of course he's not the new LeBron James. I'm just joking around. I'm just looking for clicks. Why am I joking around? There's lots to get to. It's Monday, January 25th, and this is what you need to know. Throughout the NBA world, it is acknowledged, it is understood. Steph Curry is the best shooter of all time. So now as he nears 33 years of age, it's weird that Steph Curry is aging. He's approaching a career-long record that should be his, because as of Saturday, only Ray Allen has hit more threes than Steph Curry. With his fourth triple versus the Jazz on Saturday night, he passed Reggie Miller for second all time. And he paid homage to one of his favorite players, throwing up the 3-1. Reggie Miller's 31 with his fingers as he hit that shot. It was a beautiful shot off of player movement, so it was very fitting that was the one that passed Reggie Miller. Even though I wasn't a three-point shooter, I paid homage to Reggie in high school too. Still do, in fact. And it was pretty neat that Reggie joined Steph's Zoom press conference after the game with his son Riker to congratulate Stephen Curry. At 2,562 threes, Curry should pass Ray Allen's 2,973 next season when he's 33 or 34. So plenty of years to pad his lead once he gets there. And I love this Kirk Goldsberry chart. This is why Steph is the best. Of all the guys who have hit at least 1,000 threes, Curry has been the most efficient. Second most all time, first in efficiency. At some point, it'll be first most all time, first in efficiency. An incredible career for Stephen Curry. Moving on to Sunday's action. Charlotte, Orlando. Gordon Hayward hit the game winner with 0.7 seconds left versus the Magic. It was a layup after he drove by Evan Fournier and got right to the rim as help was very late. And that's why Magic coach Steve Clifford was pissed. He was extremely angry with the way Orlando played defense. This was Gordon Hayward's fourth 30-point game of the season. He had 39. LeBron only has one 30-point game this season. You see why Gordon Hayward is the new LeBron James? Charlotte, one of those teams in that Eastern Conference playoff bubble glut. It's going to be a long season to see who makes the postseason. Toronto, Indiana. It was a battle of two men who sat beside each other on the Raptors bench the last two seasons. Toronto head coach Nick Nurse and his protege, Pacers head coach Nate Bjorkgren. And this must have looked very familiar to Nate, because the Raptors took away his star. This is exactly what Toronto did to Steph Curry in the 2019 finals. Domantas Sabonis only hit one shot. Even Malcolm Brogdon limited to 5 of 22. And the Raptors got this win without their stars. No Pascal Siakam, no Kyle Lowry, but OG Anunoby stepped up big time. 30 points, defending everybody. That 4-year, $72 million extension, looking cheap. Stanley Johnson, a huge block at the end of the game. Norman Powell stepped into the starting lineup and played well. Aaron Baines was solid in this game. Probably his best game of the year. He's started 13 games this season, but hasn't shot a free throw. Wild. Rematch on Monday between these two teams should be fun. The Los Angeles Clippers are quietly staying hot. They have won 7 in a row, sweeping a 2-game set with OKC this weekend. Only one of those wins was against an above 500 team, but they're tied atop the West with the Lakers. And they still have a great shot at getting the 1 seed. They'll need it to beat the Lakers in the postseason because LA Lakers variety are the overwhelming favorite in the entire NBA. But the Clipper right there, the other hot team, the Utah Jazz, are a half game back of the LA's. One Clipper worry, Paul George, only 11 points in this one, sat out the final 5 minutes because of hamstring tightness. He has had hammy problems in the past. No Al Horford in this one. He and his wife, Amelia Vega, welcomed their 4th child recently. Probably the 4 luckiest kids on the planet. Congrats to Al and Amelia. The Washington Wizards played a basketball game. The Wizards hadn't played in nearly 2 weeks because of coronavirus-related issues. They had missed 6 consecutive games, and 6 of their guys were still out against San Antonio on Sunday. They signed Alex Len to fill the gap, but nothing could steal their sunshine versus San Antonio. I had to go there, even if they lost by 20. They got to do their job at least. Their 6 missed games is tops for the league and has now been tied by the Grizzlies, who have games canceled through Wednesday. Spurs note that surprised me. DeJounte Murray had 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists for the triple-double. That's not the surprising part. The 6'4 guard is averaging 7 rebounds per game this season. I know he boards, but still, great stuff from DeJounte Murray. Wrapping up Sunday, the Celtics blew out the Cavs. Jaylen Brown had 33. The Bucks blew out the Hawks. No Trae Young or Clint Capella for Atlanta. They were injured. Nothing to do with COVID-19. Have to mention that this season. And the Blazers almost blew out the Knicks. But these aren't your older brothers, Knicks. They fight back. Down 25 at one point. Rookie Emmanuel quickly had a career-high 31 off the bench in only 24 minutes for New York. Julius Randle had 25. But Damian Lillard had 39 to give Portland the win. And he's also winning at home. He and his fiancée Kayla gave birth to twins on Thursday. Dame wrote on Instagram, "Just call me Daddy Dame from now on." Last piece of news here. 2 more teams will begin to allow a limited number of fans this week. Hawks and the Heat bring it up to 9 arenas permitting fans. But Miami's entry protocol, it's one of a kind. Get this. To get into a Miami Heat game, fans must get past corona-sniffing dogs. Trained dogs are 94% effective in detecting coronavirus, according to a study. Just another reason dogs are better than cats. You don't need a study for that. All right, I'm done. I'll be back Tuesday. Check out Monday's No Dunks episode, where we will go through the winners and losers of the NBA weekend. And oh yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And Tampa Brady gets to play at Mahomes in Tampa. Unreal, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.